Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa! Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh my heavens!
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hope you're having a great day. Our boss, Sean, Mike, said he was in Midtown today, your old stomping grounds, said it was popping, said it was jumping today. People out and about enjoying cocktails and whatnot and, you know, all the patio stuff that's going on down there. Here's the deal. No matter where you're at, Mike's been already partaking in some of the fun.
Well, so no, you made me feel so guilty. I stopped drinking about a half hour
come
ago.
Come on. So I went and got some tequila. I didn't grab the really, really good stuff because I sip on that. But I do have some here on Twitch, and I'm right now I'm about to take a shot. So it's Dukes and Bell Happy Hour. It is open. We are open for business, Mike Bell. So
yeah, baby.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Cheers, my friend. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, let's do this. Hold on. All right, there it is, guys. Happy Cinco de Mayo. All right, guys, we got plenty to talk about, plenty going on today. We'll get back into our conversation about our Hawks, who have a big game tonight as part of our strong arm story. They take on the Suns. Suns surprisingly have the best record in the NBA. They could be having, if it plays out this way, they could be having home court advantage throughout the NBA playoffs.
Right.
But we're going to talk more about that coming up in 15 minutes. Let's talk some Falcons, Mike, and talk about all the things that are going on with our football team. By the way, the numbers are out. I don't know if you guys saw this. Maybe you did. But Kyle Pitts is going to wear 8. Richie Grant, who's our new safety, is going to wear number 27. Jalen Mayfield, Mike, we had him on yesterday from Michigan, is going to wear 77. Drew Dolman, we also had him on the program yesterday. All those interviews on Odyssey.com is going to wear 67. And Ogadanji. Ogadanje, that is, 92, the kid from Notre Dame. I think he's going to be on with the midday show tomorrow, if I heard them correctly.
Right. We're going to get Richie Grant on our show. So we'll get our new hard-hitting safety that can free range all over the place for Coach Peace. He'll be on Dukes and Bell tomorrow.
I'm excited about it, man. And then Frank Darby, who we all love his personality, he's going to wear 88. So the numbers are out if you're interested, Falcon fans, in what our rookie class will be wearing. But, Mike, let's talk about some of the things about running the football, because guys keep asking me, how is Arthur Smith going to do this? Meaning, how is he going to have success? Now, I've got some thoughts about this, but let's talk about running the football first.
Yeah, I mean, today, Carl and I, it's kind of our daily deal. I go up, I get my coffee, I get up in my man cave or my man loft, and then I have to answer questions defending the picks and the Falcons and the draft. I'm like, I asked Carl earlier, when do we eventually move on from this and realize, okay, here's our team, see what they can do. I told Carl earlier, I'm going to call in sick today. Julio gets traded. But if now again, I asked D. Led today, are they going to restructure our man, Grady Jarrett? He has not hit me back. So, D, please, I need some intel, because we're trying to figure out how we're going to balance the budget here, because we have to pay for this draft class. But anyway, getting back to the draft, a lot of guys said, well, if protecting Matt Ryan is so important and you guys make excuses for Matt Ryan, why didn't we take Penei Sewell? Well, I don't know if that was considered a reach at 4. We did not have a trade partner to trade down. We did draft some guys that, again, are considered really value picks where we got them. The only thing I can say to these guys, Carl, is Matt Ryan needs a run game. He's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes. If you look back at it statistically, with the exception of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, if you want to take it all the way back to Seattle, they're the only teams that didn't have a top 10 running attack. Kansas City and Tom Brady with the Bucs. And that's it. Because you want, you know, if you want to argue Matt's not as good as the GOAT or he's not as athletic as Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to argue that with you. But if you want to talk about Brady with the Patriots or Russell Wilson or Peyton Manning with the Broncos, you had to have a top 10 running attack, balanced attack. That's how they got there. So, I mean, there's something to be said for it. It's not a cop-out. It's not an excuse. But, I mean, we have not had a run game, guys. I mean, just look at it. When we all those leads, Carl, that we blew last year, why did that happen? Because we went three and out three or four times in the second half because we couldn't run the football to end the game.
Yeah. You gave teams opportunities to get back in it. You're right. Three and out, three and out, three and out. There's no doubt when you're up in a game, you extend – you can extend the game or mm-hmm. make the game shorter, should I say, by being able to run the football and running clock. I totally agree, man. And I also think, you know, when we talk about Arthur Smith, Coach Art, that you know, he's got to be able to be flexible and willing to change. And one of the things that we experienced with our last coaching staff, and I don't know what he's going to be like, was our coaching staff, and specifically our head coach, wasn't willing to change until it was too late. When things were going bad, and I'll just use the 1-7 season, right, where Quinn is the defensive coordinator and we see the defense is not working the way that it should, before he handed over the play calling duties, he was stubborn to do that. And I think, Mike, you got to be flexible and you got to be willing to adjust and change. And I hope that that's something that you know, our new coaching staff is all about, specifically our head coach. He's going to call the plays. He's already said that. You know, Dave Ragone is here. He's been a quarterback. He's going to help out. And probably I think there'll be a lot of co-work there. But at the end of the day on Sundays, the play call's coming in from Arthur Smith. And he's called games, and I trust mm-hmm. he's going to be able to do that. But, you know, I think also when we talk about how we have success outside of running the football and the coach saying, hey, this is what's working, this is what's not working, and I think he's shown his ability to do that when he was at Tennessee, you also have to prioritize, Mike, in being able to say, I am the guy to right this ship. And right now, for all the people who don't believe that this thing can be righted, he's got to believe and make these players believe that, hey, not only are we a good team, but we're going to show everybody we're a good team. And, Mike, that starts and finishes with the head coach. If the head coach is talking about rebuilding and we're not that good, that's why I thought that quote from the other day was so good where he said to Peter King, you know, if they hired the wrong guys, if they thought we were going to sit back and you know, and be right. guys that weren't going to want to try to win now, I wanted to hear that from him. And that's what I think guys on this team need to hear
right.
as well.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and do a full reverse field. I'm just so sick and tired of guys beating up the organization, beating up the new guys who haven't even coached it down. We don't know what these picks are going to do. There'll be, as I said, you and I said it, there'll be ample time to crap on mistakes if they're made. But we don't know. How can you quantify anything right now? We're going to see if these guys can plug Jalen Mayfield in. We're going to see, by the way, if a guy we spoke to yesterday, Drew Dahlman, can maybe be our new center or play left guard. I mean, I get it. You know, you wanted a quarterback or you wanted this. We've got the most athletic, most intriguing athlete in the draft. I mean, we should be excited about Kyle Pitts. I got guys that want to argue with me about offensive line now. I just gave you the numbers. We got to run the ball with Matt, okay? He's not Patrick Mahomes. That's facts. So let's go run the football. But the other thing, and I'll bring this back. We don't know how Arthur Smith and his coaching staff will handle the pressure. We hope he'll handle it better than Dan Quinn. Because the last 3 years, Carl, we made galactically colossal mistakes that fans in the stands or people watching at home could see were mistakes. And let's hope that they clean some of that stuff up. I don't think our schedule is a world beater schedule. I can't tell you we're going to the playoffs, but I don't think it's as doom and gloom as some of you guys are making it out to me. How could it possibly be any worse than Dan Quinn and that team last year?
Well, for the last 3 years.
Thank you, Mr. Darby.
Thank you, Frank. For the last 3 years, it's been the starts. It hadn't been the finishes. You know, and the 1 year, what was it, Mike? I guess where Arthur Blank, that is, said, hey, I'm going to give him another chance. You know, we ran off, what, five or six in a row?
That was the season. Stupid 6-2 season in 2019.
Yeah, and that didn't matter because the next season you started out 0-4. So, you know, it's a 1-4, whatever it was. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Our Falcon Report is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Hey, man, let Domino's do the cooking. Let Domino's put the pizza in your ride on the way home. Ask for the car side delivery. All sorts of great specials like 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 and more. See which ones work for you on the carryout and have them bring the pizza right to your car, Domino's.com.
All right. By the way, as we talk about, you know, the Falcons and rookie camp, believe it or not, where all our rookies and undrafted free agents will be at Flowery Branch, May 13th. That's next week. So they'll have like a 3-day camp, and it's the first time that everybody will get a chance to start working together, start learning the playbook, start learning all the things they need to put in place. But my point is, it's right around the corner. You know, we've gone now through free agency. We've gone now through the draft. Now you start to put in work towards how we're going to look this season. And I know it seems like it's a long way away, but I got to tell you guys, 2020 flew by, and I'm glad it's behind us, but September 2021 is going to be here before you know it. And all of a sudden, Mike, we're going to be talking about camp in August and preseason games and all of a sudden 17-game season. It's going to be on us before we know it. So the work really starts with rookie minicamp next week, and we'll be talking about it, but it's going to be the first time Pitts and all these guys get a chance to see what Arthur Smith is all about and how he's going to be coaching these guys.
We get the schedule, what, a week from today, right?
Yeah, the 12th.
We'll know. I mean, we know who we're playing, but we're going to find out when and where we're playing. We know where they're playing them. But, I mean, we get the Eagles. We get the East this year, guys. We get the Eagles, the Washington football team. We get the Giants. And, again, I mean, look, you know what our division is all about. We're going to see the Cowboys again. We'll be going for fans who can make the trip to Dallas, which is always a lot of fun, Carl, to go to that stadium. We're going to see the Dolphins. You know, I mean, we obviously know, as we said, we know what our division is. We get to see, you know, teams that are perceived to be on the come, right, that are getting better. Don't know what, you know, the Bucs are going to be. Well, I think we all know what the Bucs are going to be. Don't know what the Saints are going to be under Jameis Winston. But if you want to sit here and meet, I got guys already, be lucky to win four games. Well, guess what, Carl? If we win four games, you can get the quarterback next year. Because you'll be picking in the top five. That's and we'll true. Be back to the, and we can have a guy, I don't know, Spencer Rattler could be your quarterback. How's that sound?
Yeah. If that's the case, then it went wrong, and we're in a position to pick the quarterback you guys want. All right, coming up, they hold their destiny in their own hands. And what did Trae Young say that has people going, I don't want him to make those decisions. It's next.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Mike Conte. This update is brought to you by DHL Supply Chain. Six games are left in the regular season for the Hawks, and tonight is their last game against a team that's above the 500 mark. It's the Phoenix Suns, who are currently in position to have home court through the NBA Finals. But John Collins says the Hawks are getting tougher as they get healthier.
I feel like, you know, a lot of teams, when we're healthy, do not want to see us. We have a lot of versatility, a lot of pace, a lot of skilled guys who can do a lot of things.
The Hawks can lower their magic number to clinch a top six seed in the East to 4 with a win tonight. Pre-game coverage starts at 7:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Braves face the Nationals again tonight in Washington, with Max Fried making his return after a stint on the injured list. He'll have a tough act to follow. Huskar Ulloa hit a grand slam in support of himself Tuesday night as the Braves beat the Nationals 6-1. Atlanta United can turn their attention exclusively to MLS matches after their elimination Tuesday night from the CONCACAF Champions League. They played without Ezekiel Barco and Jurgen Damm in a 1-1 draw at Philadelphia Tuesday night. It's not clear if either will return in time for Sunday's Miami match. DHL Supply Chain is hiring forklift operators for nights and weekends in its Noonan facility. Interviews will be held Saturday, May 8th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 233 Orchard Business Parkway at the Noonan facility. Text DHL Noonan to 85000 for information and hiring benefits. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conte from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Hawks Suns game. Tip off at 8. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
They are the first team in the Western Conference right now. I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns. Surprisingly, right? Yeah, a little bit. But they are in town to take on the Hawks tonight. As you just heard, Mike Conte, all the action, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip. But, Mike, let's talk about where the Hawks are and what's going on. Been a pretty good team at home. 20-11 this year, 23-10 against opponents under 500. That's not the case tonight. The Suns are a team that is above 500, 47-18. And a lot of people are saying Chris Paul is the MVP. It'll be a challenge tonight. But the bigger thing is today, as we put out our poll question, because Trey went on a podcast with Adrian Wojnarowski, and he asked him about a couple of different things, including leadership and whether or not, you know, how things are going with Nate McMillan. And we don't know if the Hawks are going to hire Nate McMillan until the season is done, but there are a lot of folks who say it should be Nate's job. And we put up a poll question saying, should Trey Young have a say in who the Hawks' next full-time head coach should be? And a lot of folks are saying no. Almost 50% of the people who voted said no. About 40% of the folks who voted say yes, he should have a say, Mike. Let's hear a little bit of this with Adrian Wojnarowski as he talked to him on his podcast. And one of the things Trey talked about is just getting in the playoffs is not going to be enough.
It feels a lot better than it has has been these past couple of years. Obviously, when you win a lot more, it feels great. So, obviously, just being in the playoffs is not the end goal, but being able to achieve, hopefully, being in the playoffs, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. Mike, this is what we've been waiting on. You said it all last year. We should have been in the bubble. We weren't. So now we currently sit in the fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Top six teams, guys, get a week off before the start of the playoffs. If you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, you're playing in that play-in tournament.
Yeah, man, I know that we've been going back and forth with, hey, if we can be here, we can be, you know, where are we exactly are we going to fall in this thing? I mean, nobody from LeBron James to anybody here in Atlanta wants a part of that play-in game. So let's just hope, Carl, we can get some help. I mean, the Celtics could lose, and there's a couple of tiebreakers. Mike Conti at Mike Conti 929, the pre- and post-game host of the Hawks, has got some of the different scenarios out there. Jay Crowder, I think he's their fifth leading scorer, is out today as one of their reserves. Abdel Nader is out. But Bogdan Bogdanovich, Carl, has been removed from the injury report, as you mentioned earlier, so Bogey should be good to go. But, Devin, I mean, we need to win. I mean, we've won some surprising games. We've lost, like, you know, losing, beating the Heat, you know, beating Milwaukee, losing to Detroit. We just know what we've got to do. I hate the fact we got to play the Washington, I always say Bullets, but the Wizards coming up here a little bit later next week. They've actually been playing pretty good with Russell Westbrook. They're trying to get into that play-in scenario.
Yeah, all these games now matter. Like, if you're a sixth or fifth seeded team, you don't want to be 7, 8, 9, or 10. If you are sitting on the outside looking in and you are 11 or 12, you're playing because you want to get in the tournament. So this thing is actually working for the NBA because the games that matter normally at the end of the season where teams don't care, rest their stars, look for ping pong balls, it's not the case. Trae Young will also answer the question about being a leader on the team in the Adrian Wojnarowski podcast.
Evolving as a leader, first it just comes as just humbling yourself. And I think me having great vets and guys like Rajon and now Lou, but even when I was a rookie with Jeremy Lin and Vince Carter, understanding that there's different ways of leading, and there's certain ways you have to lead certain guys.
So, Mike, with all of that said, I don't know, as I stated earlier, if Trey has got the killer in him.
Well, is he talking about John Collins?
No, he's talking about leaders being older guys.
It's a young team. Capella is one of the old guys. I mean, obviously, you know, bringing Lou Williams in. No, I'm being a Weisenheimer, but a little more physicality.
Like, he's talking about all these guys that have been around him that have kind of helped him with leadership. But no, I was going to say, I don't know if Trey, as much as I think he is everything that I've talked about, I don't know if he's got the killer in him. And when I say that, I'm talking about that killer thing that champions have where you get into the playoffs, Mike, and it means something else. It's not just, well, I'm getting an extra check and it's cool. You know, I'm trying to win and I'm trying to win any way possible. I don't know how this team is made up when it comes to that because we haven't seen them in the playoffs yet.
Right. And that's why I know I harp on it all the time. You just touched on it. Not being able to be in Orlando to show not just Hawks fans, because we know what we've got. Well, check that. Most Hawks fans know what we've got here with Trey. But the chance for these guys to have got some big moments, have that experience. The fact now that we're going to have a crowd, but it'll be nothing like regular playoff crowds. Maybe that, I don't know if that helps or hurts a young team. But we know what these guys are capable of. I mean, I know I've got to try to convince and bang the drum each week that we can do this. DeAndre Hunter, though, is key. I know we talk about this all the time. No, don't know when I'm going to see Cam Reddish. Certainly won't be in the regular season. But Trey, John Collins, Capella, you've got some tremendous three-point shooting. I know that, Carl, we wouldn't be the only team in the NBA that would be going in the playoffs, living and dying with the three. It's just a huge part of what we do.
Yeah, it is, man. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find Mike. He is Mike Bell, ATL, on the Cinco de Mayo. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. What up?
I made the concoction. Guys, I mean, I know Carl and I were prone to hyperbole sometimes, but we're very proud of our beer. And Taylor, our brewmaster at Oconee, has done an amazing job with this. Guys, I basically put a regular margarita mix and tequila in a rocks glass, poured it into, and then I poured it into a big, tall beer of, you know, frozen mug here, and then splashed it with our brew. Bro, it is paradise.
Bro.
I mean, bro. Hold on.
Bro.
Because you've heard, like, you know, the margarita beers and stuff. This, the combination of the lime, the watermelon, the tequila, a little bit of mixer. It's Give your taste buds a trip south of the border today with Dukes and Bell. When you get home, try it. It's delish.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, and I am going to try that now.
No, just make a regular cocktail, pour it in a big beer glass with our brew. You'll love it.
Yeah. Has Nate McMillan done enough for you to hire him?
Just being too mean about his playoff record? I mean, the team seems to really love the guy. We like the guy. It's never personal. It's just I don't want to hitch my wagon to a horse who unfortunately has flamed out in some pretty good. I mean, if you're looking at the teams, Carl, he finished, first with Seattle back. We're going all the way back to 2004 in his division. This is when they had still the division formats.
Right.
But he was first again with Portland. He's had good teams, second in the division with Indiana. He lost in every single time. Wow. All those first round exits, if you look at his bio, the best he did was 04, Carl, took Seattle to the conference final, semifinal. So it's not great. That's the only thing that you would say is a rub against Nate, unless this new group of guys, different setting. But I love the way they've reacted. They've responded to him. But I do get scared off by his lack of success in the postseason.
All right. And for me, I'm just let's wait it out. Why are we in a rush to make this move? Nate McMillan has shown that he is capable, that maybe this time around this is a better situation for him. I honestly did not think he should have been fired in Indiana, to be honest with you. His stars were hurt there, and I thought he got a bad rap, and they had just given him an extension before the whole bubble thing happened. With that said, it played out, and he ends up here with us. But I'm in a wait and see mode. I'm circling right. Mike right now. I'm flying around the airport and just I want to see where this goes, man.
Let me play devil's advocate on this one with Nate. Do you really want this young basketball team, save for a few guys, a very young nucleus, to have their third coach in 10 months? If you moved on from Nate,
you don't,
because that's
that.
What you'd be doing starting the next season.
No, listen. Ideally, you know what you wanted. You wanted Lloyd Pierce here. That's what ideally. Because you hired him and you were hoping that he'd develop young talent. All the things that we talked about when he got hired, it didn't play out that way. So now this is where we are. But to answer your question with the question, is he the right guy? You have an opportunity to interview anybody you want. You could bring in and interview anybody you want that you might think is worthy of this opportunity and is going to inherit a lot of good young players and a really good nucleus.
You know, it's interesting because as long as I've been here in Atlanta and going to Hawks games, for years, Carl, we could never get out of the second round. The Pete Babcock days, the Billy Knight days as GM. And then we got to the 60-win season, and what was our great reward? We get swept by Cleveland. So I know that, you know, just getting to the playoffs, and we're not trying to say we want to take the step. We already talked about last year we missed that opportunity as a stepping stone. But I hate to blow things up when things are really going well with Nate, but we're not here to just win divisions. We're trying to get to an NBA title, and, you know, this guy is supposed to be the cornerstone. He likes the coach. I mean, we still have some questions about John Collins, and will they match the numbers that are going to be thrown at John Collins in the offseason? But I'm with you. I just can't commit. I'm not waffling. I just want to see what Nate does. And if we win a series in the playoffs, then Nate gets the job. How's that sound?
That's where I'm at. I mean, and what's wrong with that? I mean, if you're a Hawks fan right now and you are sold on the fact that he should get the job, I just would say hold off. And by the way, even if they do win a playoff series, that's not to say the Hawks may not bring in and interview some other folks. He could obviously leave. Mm. But I think we're cheating ourselves to say, do we have everything we want in a coach? And it's one of those things where you go, well, if it ain't right, well, then they change it. And then it gets back to what Mike just talked about. So you're going to change it again in a year and a half? I mean, we're trying to set ourselves up for long-term success. And if you feel like Nate's that guy, then you make the move. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We got to go around the yard with the Braves. Boy, I'll take it however they give it to us. But I still have concerns about what's going on. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll lay it out for you coming up next. All right, guys, Braves win last night, but they didn't win the way you thought they would.
No.
And, Mike, at the end of the day, we'll take these wins however we can get them. But who would have told or who would have thought that Oscar Yanoa would be the guy to not only pitch a great game but also hit a grand salami? Incredible, Mike.
Yeah, man. We said it earlier. I think Dave O'Brien put it out there from The Athletic on Twitter. It's like Little League when your best player on the team is either your catcher, shortstop, and he also pitches, and he also hit the home run. The thing about Hanoa's shot last night, as we said earlier, it's not like a thing that just blooped over like some short porch and right like at Yankee Stadium. This went to the deepest part of Nationals Park up there in D.C. It was a blast.
It really was, man. And, you know, when you talk about right now for the Braves, he's your best pitcher. He's 3-1. His ERA is 2.36. Not just because of last night, but this was a guy that we thought was just going to be long relief help. And he's been thrown into the mix because of these injuries. Now, tonight we get Max Fried back, and we're going to talk about this because Fried's going to tell you here in just a second how he's feeling. But I think, Mike, there's still some uncertainty with him coming off the IL. He will be on a pitch count tonight, maybe 75, maybe 80 pitches. I don't know if that gets us to the fifth inning, potentially. I don't know if he goes that long. But right now, the issues are this. Your starting pitching comes down to a guy that you didn't think was going to be a starter for you, who's been great. There's still struggles with the starters that are not injured. Specifically Smiley, who's Mike has talked about. And then, Mike, the other thing for me is this lineup. In the middle of the lineup last night, think about this. Freeman goes 0-4, Ozuna 0-5, Riley goes 0-4. Right now, the middle of this lineup is still not consistently hitting. Acuña does what he does, right. But all the things we talked about, like, hey, this is why this team's going to take the next step. Right now, there are still issues that concern me, even though we got a win last night, and I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm saying long-term, guys, the middle of the lineup continues to struggle.
Bust right. That home run egg.
Now, again, please, Snare, we're not talking about Austin Riley. I mean, Pache, I mean, he's. I wonder if he's going to hit his weight at some point. It was cool to see the Grand Slam a few nights back. But, I mean, if I don't know if they knew how good Hanoa is behind the plate, but, I mean, you could have DH Pop. If we had the DH in the NL, I would have maybe DH the Panda and give Pache or Dansby the night off at the dish. But that was a meme. I know Dansby had a couple hits, but, I mean, everyone was saying, can we put Hanoa at shortstop on nights when he's not pitching? But, I mean, in all seriousness, though, we really missed the DH, although, I mean, I guess Sandoval would have been our DH. I mean, Duvall has completely been nothing other than when he plays against the Braves for the Marlins after all that hue and cry from Braves fans. But I'm with you, bro. They cannot be this inept or, you know, just be honest, just they cannot be this bad at the plate all season long. We did the numbers earlier. It was, what I say, May 23rd, the Nationals last, or 2 years ago, were 12 games under 500 before they got on their run. The good news is the Mets are dealing with a DeGrom injury. There's all sorts of other issues. As a matter of fact, is it Chris, is it Eric Fetta tonight, like feta cheese? Eric Fetta is the Nationals starter. Dave O'Brien says, Carl, 0-2 with a 14.06 ERA in five games.
That would be Fetty.
Well, can I become Fetta? It's funnier. Anyway.
Fetty Wap. He's hittable.
So to your point, if Max Fried can please, Max, can just – Max, no drop it tonight. Just do your job, brother, and feel good about doing it. But, dude, we should be raking this clown tonight for the Nats.
I hope so, man. Can we hear from Max Fried? Max, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm itching to get back out there. It's never like just sitting on the sidelines watching your guys go out there and play. So really excited to be able to get back out there and just start competing again, going out there trying to win games.
All right, so let's talk about what else is going on. Max, that's good. Give us a good start tonight. Two weeks ago, Buster only came on this show and said that a lot of this season is going to depend on how Austin Riley hits. And that by the All-Star break, if Austin Riley was still not raking and doing the things that this team expected him to do, that the Braves would probably try to trade him. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. And I'm not saying that that's what's keeping Austin Riley from getting going. He's shown flashes at times. But that's just something. Just set that aside for a minute, because all these other things that we're talking about, you kind of expect Freddie to come around. You kind of expect Ozuna, who's been in the league now a long time, he's got a track record, to come around. Acuña continue to hit. But Riley has to step it up, Mike. And then let's go to the bullpen. Today, John Heyman came on this show, and we asked him about Shane Green. If we're going to need help coming out of the bullpen, nobody signed him, but now there are teams that apparently are interested.
I mean, to me, the Braves have made sense all along. I'm not sure why they didn't go for him and why they haven't signed him or why anybody hasn't signed him. It's obviously something funky going on behind the scenes, because he was pretty good last year. And, you know, there are other really good relievers who are still out there other than, let's say, Jeremy Jeffress, who's got other issues. So, you know, someone's going to sign him and get a pretty good reliever. You know, the Braves do a good job. They don't always make the right call. I think they were one of many teams that kind of passed on Melanson. I saw some people say that they did try for Melanson. I don't think they tried very hard. Right. I think it didn't seem like other teams tried very hard either. This is a very good reliever, but there's so much, I would say, a fixation on velocity beyond what it deserves. To me, if you get guys out, you know, you're a good reliever. That's the goal. It's not to impress the radar gun. And as it turned out, he was signed with the Padres at a very, to me, a very bargain deal. Now, he doesn't need the money, obviously. Right. When he signed that original deal for $66 million, there wasn't that fixation on velocity. They went by who got the outs, and he was getting the outs then, too. So I think the Padres made the right call. I think the Braves and others made a mistake there. And I do think they need help in the bullpen, particularly from the right side.
Yeah, Melanson, Carl, is leading all of the major leagues with 10 saves, and Heyman brings up a great point. Everybody thinks you got to throw 102 miles an hour coming out of the pen. I mean, I know there were times, especially against, in the playoffs last year, you wish Melanson had some of that overpowering stuff, but the guy got the job done.
Yeah, and remember, I mean, this is just me saying this. I know we've been fixated with this whole, you know, Hacienda in Mexico thing. I think if the Braves upped the ante, Mike, he would have come back.
And for those who don't remember, he's got this big house somewhere on the Pacific coast. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, unless he wants to live like in a Corona lifestyle all day, why we couldn't, I mean, two or three more million dollars wouldn't have tempted him to stick with us.
Yeah, but
as you said, guys can live anywhere they want, and he's one
do.
More year.
I right, just, right. This idea, like, what, you think he's going to Mexico every night and coming back to San Diego?
Yeah, matter of fact, he's not. He's got a bullpen car with a giant sombrero on it. It's awesome. No, it's really cool. No, I'm with you. I don't know why they couldn't do that. We'll ask, next time we have Alex on, we'll get to the nuts and bolts. He kind of sidestepped that question when we asked him about it. But we also thought the bullpen was going to be okay, going into this. We thought that, Will Smith would be able to step up. I know that it's been reported, I think Mark Bowman had it from MLB, that Chris Martin's got a rehab start. He's going to have a rehab appearance for the Stripers up in Gwinnett. So eventually Martin will get back out there. But why aren't they calling Shane Green? It's a great question.
Yeah. We're going to wait to see. They may end up having to call Shane Green and add him potentially to this bullpen. The team we have right now is not the finished product, and it won't be, I don't think, come September. It could be, but then all these things have to fix themselves, and that's a lot right now that's facing this team. Let's hope we get a good start tonight from Max Fried and the bats heat up, and the Braves are able to pull out another one.
Basically, same lineup: Contreras batting seventh, Pache batting eighth, and Austin Riley batting over 300. Will be batting fifth. Hope we get some base knocks. Dansby did have two hits, as we mentioned earlier, but Freddie and Ozuna, can we get these guys rolling? And let's see what Freed's got tonight in D.C.
Yeah, man. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Find us social media. We're on Twitch, ATL 929 The Game. We're live there every day, as you're seeing Mike and I celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. Make a margarita. Pour the glass.
I'm going to. When we get done, I'm going to.
Dude, your lips are going to think they're having a fiesta right there. You're going to go bananas. It's fantastico. It's fabuloso.
You got me excited about it. You were sipping a skinny margarita earlier. Now you got me on this. I can't wait to taste it.
Yeah, I mean, a fat guy with a skinny margarita. But anyway, do try it, guys. And if you haven't found our beer, just go to your local package or ask for it. Get your beer. It's fantastic with margarita mix and a little tequila.
All right, while we're talking about Cinco de Mayo, we did put a couple of pictures out today. Mike started this with, I guess it was 5 years ago, 5 years?
Well, on Facebook, they'll tell you, hey, 5 years ago today, ... There was a picture, and first off, I don't know, is it considered sexist that we're hanging out with the ring girls from Tecate?
Well, they were there.
I mean, this is the thing about, everything and where we are in 2021. If a woman has made the decision and she's cool with being objectified, I'm more than happy to take a photo with her being objectified. So we're hanging out with the ring girls, got a picture of Carl and I always think of Harry Carey, Carl. Check out Carl Dukes, El Sombrero, as we're hanging out with the tequila, the Patron girls are running around. I miss Vegas. That's also the weekend we hit the Derby, pal.
Yeah, man.
You could have had a piece of that action.
I know. I bailed out on that. It was a good weekend, but that was the part where, and literally we're watching it, and Mike's like, I think I just hit. And I'm like, no!
I got a picture of me. I was shaving my head back then. Thank God I've got hair now. No more fat, bald guy running around. No wonder I got married, Carl. Who would talk to me looking like that?
I know, man. All right, guys, coming up. I know, you didn't like it. I know, I get it. Coming up, we're going to get to the top three at 6. Also, we'll dive into some other stuff that's going on today as part of our most important story of the day. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.